Hey,
what's going on? How y'all doing? Welcome back. I'm here now, and I thank y'all for being patient and waiting on me and watching me. But, hey, I want to pick up where I left off at. That's talking about this processed food thing. You know, and I want to go back to the beginning. So then it won't be no misunderstandings and everybody be okay. So, you know, and I want to thank you all and appreciate you all for still hanging out in there with me and trying to make sure that everything's all right, because I have more of a technical problem and I got to learn how the facets of this thing work so I can make sure that everything will be okay. So, basically, here's where we're going to start off at. Processed foods and its dangers. So, processed foods started back in 1920, because at that time we was in World War I, and we basically didn't have no way to really help our troops. Because before that, processed food, we had to eat animals, plants, and seafood. And it's like kind of hard for you to really get doing fighting a war every day to get some food and make sure that everything is
Thank you. Sorry about that. I'm still working the King's House, so you all work with me. And like I was saying, before I got temporarily interrupted, I was starting out about the topic of the processed food, the dangers of it. So basically, you know, as I was saying in the beginning, processed food started back in 1920. And before that, we had to eat animals, plants, and seafood. Because during the war, it was a conscious war effort. And we didn't have nowhere keeping food to our troops without it getting sour or spoiled. So basically, we were just trying to preserve everything so we'd be able to eat through the war and still be able to fight. But there was so much processed food developed, and the biggest lab was to improve self, life, and get the people hooked on their products, to eat and buy more salt, sugar, and fat. But in the 1950s, they were put in meals as food. Bills went up. Well, I was told that it was high quality and it was healthy. But only a few grocery stores had a commitment to a healthy food in our country. So basically that was it, you know, as time went on. But at the time, and like now, 60% of Americans eat processed food. Most people 60 and over eat the most processed food and least whole food. 73% of American food is processed food. And we eat 31% more packaged food than fresh food, more than any other country. And that's kind of crazy. Because you would think as big as this country is, we would have a better way of having food and different diets and processes and everything. So, you know, it's kind of crazy to think that that's what they really do. And, man, it's kind of really killing us and eroding our insides and everything. So, you know, I'm just wondering that, you know, is that what we're going to be? You know what I'm saying? Because eventually it's going to mess us up. And it's going to hold us hostage. And then we're going to wonder about why everything's falling off and things aren't like it's supposed to be. So, I don't know. It's kind of crazy, but, you know, I can't really explain. Because myself, I always wondered why, you know, just because it tastes good wasn't really good. So it's a lot to go in that in detail. That's probably another show, but as for right now, You know, it's so much in the air. It's kind of scary. Because eventually, hey, you know, I never understood that saying when I was a kid growing up, but I think that they were right. You basically are what you eat. You know? So, hey, as I'm getting older, I'm trying to still figure out that, hey, man, you got to try to preserve what you're doing and how you're doing it. So, you know, basically just got to make sure that everything's all right. And watch what you put in your mouth, because everything you put in your mouth ain't always good, you know? And, hey, it's crazy. As we can see, you know, we'll get it as time goes on. Hopefully we will. But other than that, I mean, hey, it's not too much to be left said for. You know, they put chemicals in food as far as back in 1500 BC, before Christ, and in the 19th century. Over 678,000 people die each year in the United States, more than any of our wars that we had in this country, thanks to processed food. Can you imagine that? And all these people eating this processed food, and as time goes, you eventually wind up dying because it has nothing redeeming and nothing really, really nice that you can want to eat. That's really healthy for you. You know, because I've always thought that, hey, you can see the difference in people that's not from the United States and how their makeup and everything is totally different as far as their face, their nails, their hands, their blood. I used to laugh at Africans that used to have them not bloodshot, but blood running red through their eyes, you know, and I didn't know for years that. See, that means that they were healthy because their blood is all circulated through their body and they look pure. Or the Colombian or the Venezuelan or the South American women with long and straight hair, no bumps on their face. Because you can tell that they never, never in their life got stuck on sweets. So, you know, I was just wondering because it's kind of crazy. You know, something I never thought of, but it's kind of crazy. So, you know, it's really something to think about because, man, when you think about it, it's crazy because you want to see yourself in some healthy moods too. You ain't got to worry about nothing falling off all of that madness. So it's kind of wild, man, really kind of wild. So it's something to always consider, if nothing else. You know, and as I say, hey, you are what you eat. I like to make an apology to everyone because I really didn't understand and didn't know that, I didn't know that diabetes were not just for obese and heavy people. And I really thought that that's what it was about. But I didn't understand until a friend of mine told me that when you keep eating all this processed food and all this madness, that's the form of diabetes. Because it will catch up with you. So, you know, I want to apologize to the public for that because I swear I never thought that. Because, you know, this topic and subject is kind of pretty close and dear to me. Because I was a pre-diabetic, and I understand, and I know what it's all about because it's nothing to play with, you know. And I had to catch myself and understand that just because it tastes good, it's not always good. So, you know, hey, it kind of threw me a loop. And I was always wondering, man, how can you drink a 2 liter of pop a day and eat just hell chicken and fried food all day? You know, as a real diet. So I had to learn the hard way, man. That's why I don't take this lightly. And, man, it's like now I'm kind of paying for it, but at the same time, you gotta must understand that, hey, without lack of knowledge, you shall perish. So, man, it's like, you know, you gotta really understand what you're doing now. Because as we get older, we're more vulnerable than newborn babies. So we really got to watch the things that we eat, how we move, and what we do. Because if not, man, we will always be left out, especially health-wise. So we got to really kind of watch it. We get back to what we're doing. But enough of that. Enough of that. You know, it's just that, like I said, it's kind of funny, but it's not. You know, really it isn't. It's not funny. So, you know, basically, just want to let it be known. And then don't mess yourself up, you know. For real, because you got to consider all of this. You do. I mean, you know, everything that's appealing by the eye and by the taste ain't always good. So, hey, it's something you got to consider. When I was at Popeye's Chicken one Sunday at the church I got out, you know, I seen something that kind of threw me adrift. I've seen all these elderly people at the church in their 60s and their 70s ordering Popeye's chicken. I'm saying to myself, how can they digest that stuff as old as they are? But then I catch myself and understand that, hey, but it tastes good. So, you know, I'm like, hey, if it tastes good for you then, let it be. Well, just make sure that, hey, your health backs up behind that. Because I ain't lying, ain't nowhere on earth that I could be that old and want to have a taste for that stuff when I know I'm going to digest it. So, you know, it's a lot to consider. But I just want to tell everybody, just be cautious in the world what we're doing. You know? Because if not, people are having heart attacks in their 30s now. And all types of stuff. So, you know, man, just got to understand. You know? For real. So, hey, that's what it's all about. For real. Yep. Yeah. Man, it's crazy. It's crazy. But something that we just got to be conscious and aware of. It ain't nothing hot that we can't do. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, we can do that. Yeah. If we want to. So, hey, I know I'm a conscious and aware now more than ever because, hey, I know where it's been. I know where I've been. I know where I'm going. But at the same time, I want to get there. All in one piece. And if certain things ain't working, then I understand, you know, what the cause and the reason why. So, hey, I'm just, you know, trying to hang in there, just trying to put the word out and let everybody else know. You know, that's it. That's as much as I can do. For real. So, you know, man. That's it in a nutshell. But I feel happy talking to you all. Because, hey, insight is some light to what we're doing. Yeah. So that's basically what I'm trying to do. So, hey, it'd be nice if we could all share something unique, good, and positive besides the norm. So that's basically it. That's it. I just want to spread the word. That's all I want to do. So we can have something all in common instead of feeling like, man, we didn't listen, and then it's the after effects and the aftermath of what we're doing. So, yeah. But hey, so we get it right. That's how it's going to be. So, yeah. And, all right, so let's get back to the lesson at hand. All right. Out of 169 countries, we ranked 35th. So that's just telling you that we got one of the most terrible dives in the world. And if we don't do anything to improve it, we're going to get worse than that, lower than that. So, you know, man, it's crazy. So we're just trying to make sure that everything is right. For real. Because I don't know about you all, but I just can't do like everybody else do. For real. Especially eat like everybody else eat. You know? That's for real. Yeah, so, you know, hey, I'll go according. I'll go according. That's for real. So, I give a word to the wise to everybody. That's how we should be. You know, go according. So, yeah. So basically, that's it. So, hey, it's up to you. Can't make you drink. But hopefully, hey, you can listen and do something about it, huh? Yeah. It's the bottom line. Yeah. That's it. So, you know, I didn't really know that the, FDA is basically like the EPA. It seems like they really don't care that concerned about people's health and welfare. While, you know, a lot of these big food corporations getting away with putting stuff into our food, especially processed food, without us even speculating and questioning or doing anything, because their whole concept is hate. You know, their whole concept is hate. Well, if we can do what we want to do, we can tell if it's good for you or not. So, I don't know, man. I mean, I'm kind of apprehensive about them. Seriously, I am. Because if they're the ones who regulate it, what's not to say that they're the ones, the corporations are the ones that's paying them out. I don't know. I mean, I just have to go the simple way, you know, just going to get the fruit and the vegetables you cook it yourself. You know? So then I know what I'm eating. And I know what what's there to eat and do the thing. So basically that's it. You know? That's real. We got a caller right now. So caller, please. Let me see what your thoughts and comments so far. Go, caller. Hello, hello.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, what's going on? Hey. Hey, what's going on? Hey, Eric.
Hey, Skip. I just tuned in. I didn't get the gist of it. I heard you talking about the vegetables and cooking them.
Okay. That's good. So can you hear me, man?
Yeah.
Okay, good, because,
yeah,
you know, this is a new stream service, man. And I wanted to, you know, come out and I texted everybody, and I just wanted everybody to know, because I got an hour service now, and they got it up now, and it's good. That's why I had to wait. But, no, the gist
okay.
of it was the gist of it, you could still probably hear me now. But the main topic was about the poison and the destruction of what processed food gives us. You know, as I was saying, was that.
Yeah,
and you know, like I said, you didn't hear my formal apology, man. I want to apologize because you proved me wrong. You know what I'm saying? Because, man, I didn't know, man, after I shot up to 302 pounds that I thought diabetes was only for the overweight and the obese. That's how stupid I was.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? You know, and then not only you, but other people that I talked to that grew up with us say that they have diabetes too. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, oh,
yeah.
But y'all been healthy all your life. You know what I'm saying? Eric, oh, shit, I turned you off. Call back. Please call back. Call back, Eric. Oh, call back. Ah, yeah. Yeah, but that was a friend of mine, Eric. And like I said, you know, I want to apologize to everybody because I didn't know. I didn't know. I swear I did, man, because I was 302 pounds. And I'm thinking that everybody that get, I was pre-diabetic. I'm thinking that everybody that gets pre-diabetes because you're obese and you're big. That wasn't cool at all. You know what I'm saying? Because that was really ignorant of me. You know, but and I hate to say it, some friends of mine, they got it. It was because of the diet, you know. So basically, you know, that's why you got to make sure that you watch what you eat because I'll tell you something. You know, I used to think drinking a 2-liter pop every day and just eating fast food and cooked food was a thing. You know what I'm saying? But it wasn't. It wasn't because I paid for it the hard way. You know, and I mean paid for it the hard way to where, hey, you know, the vision started getting blurry. You know, the feet started hurting, having a sting in it. All those symptoms, man, it wasn't nothing pretty good. You know what I'm saying? It was really, really terrible. So I was just, you know, trying to get a real understanding. A real understanding of it. You know? And it was crazy. It was really crazy, man. So, you know, that's why I'm trying to elaborate and let you all know. You know, hey, this ain't nothing to play with. We got to take five in our life and everything else. You know? That's for real. That's why I was trying to make an elaboration on it. For real. Yeah. Because, man, you don't want to go through that. You really don't. You know? Mm-hmm. It's crazy. But you're just trying to make sure that it's all right. And that was the main thing I was talking about because, you know, it's like if we don't take stock in ourselves, we're going to wind up coming up short. That's for real. You know, so, man, let's get it together. Like I said, I didn't know. I was so naive and so dumb with stuff, man, I really feel kind of embarrassed. And that's for real. You know, I wouldn't lie to you. Because when you think you know everything, you don't really know nothing too much. Straight up. Brian, can you hear me? Can you hear me, Brian? Can you hear me? Yeah, but like I said, though, you know, I'm trying to get savvy with this technical part. You all been with me. I got guests calling and everything, and I'm pressing buttons and messing it up. So just bear with me, you all. But like I said, the topic of the discussion was that, you know, they're not to be trusted. They're not, you know. That's the bottom line. Because, hey, man, I got to watch what I'm putting inside of me. Straight up, you know? Yeah. Yeah, so You know, you got to really watch it. Yeah. It's not going to be ASS out, man. That's not a healthy thing. It's not. Straight up. It's not. So, you know, but it's a shame that really having a feeling, man. I mean, whatever happened to the America, I once knew that, you know, the American farmer was a vital instrument into our society to a point that we didn't have to always rely upon the manufacturers and the big process makers. Because, man, I ain't never in my life ever seen, you know, I went to a slaughterhouse once before in my life, right? And, man, it's crazy because the time I went to the slaughterhouse, I was up in Michigan as a kid with my father. And when you're sitting beside a slaughterhouse and see how they process and package meat, your idea changes about what you really eat, man. I'm serious. I mean, it's like once they cut everything off that table and everything that hit that floor, you think twice about eating a sausage or a hot dog. Because whatever that on that floor, they're going to get a big shovel, throw it in a hop, and then put it in a big grinder and have them casings on there where they will mess you and your life up. Because if a rat is on that floor and them hoppers and he died from eating all that meat, they're going to grind that rat up too. So, you know, like I said, it's so funky to a point now that it's a shame that the FDA is like the EPA. They really don't care about none of your welfare, none of that. So you really got to kind of watch them, man, because if not, you better be fucked up. Excuse my mouth, but that's just how it goes, man, because don't nobody care. Ain't nobody at home. Ain't nobody at home. Straight up. So, hey, you got to start considering, especially if you're in the over 50 club. You know, you got to really, really concentrate on what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? For real, as far as putting this inside of you. Because then you're wondering why you don't feel good and everything else is messed up because, hey, we go on the premise that it tastes good. We don't care if it's good or not, as long as it tastes good. You know, and that's crazy because, man, I never thought in a million years that I would be one of the ones doing the same thing, talking about, yeah, let me get some more Popeyes and some coleslaw and some butter biscuits or some Harold's, you know, stuff that really, really, I know it's not good for me, but it's just good to me. And eventually, a couple of days down the road when I'm constipated or I can't really use the bathroom, then I know why. You know, so, you know, it's a catch 22, you know, because all these desires, it's kind of crazy. We got to really separate these desires because when you think about it, you know, what could be the main thing to what get you back into just the old way, the old school world and, you know, to really, really enjoy yourself, but at the same time, when you can eat and don't be hungry 10, 15 minutes later. See, that's where I'm at, the concept. Because, man, if you really don't have an idea what you eat, it's just eye candy and it's just appealing to you. And that's something that got me in more trouble in my life than anybody. Straight up. So, you know, it's a lot to consider. But we can do it, man, as long as we have it together. You know what I'm saying? And take a conscious effort. For real. So that's basically where I'm at. So I hope you all are on the same level, too. Because like I said, I don't know, man. I know that they sometimes, you know, do overlook things. But I wouldn't trust the EPA. I mean, the FDA like I would trust the EPA. So it's a lot to consider. I'll just go on here. All right, just make it happen. And just say, hey, you go do your thing and call what you go call. You know what I'm saying? What up? So I don't know. Well, weird. But just to think about it, man, that's all. I need everybody to think, consider it. You know? That's for real. You know? So, because if not, you know what the outcome is. For real. So, we can get a better understanding. Thank God that this stuff is finally working right. I apologize to you all because it took me a month. You know, but I'm slowly chopping at it and getting it better. You know, so we can make it happen. And when I get better, I'm going to see you and invite you all back. We have a real sit down and a hold down. Because, man, it's a beautiful thing when you can elaborate on some of the same things that's affecting everybody. You know, that's for real. But as I was saying, out of 169 countries, we rank 35th. And that's a shame because when you think about it, I wonder when you look at people from other countries, man, and see why they don't have no sugar, no blotchy skin, no bumps on their face, or no addiction to sugar, man. You know, and I'm tired of us as a people getting this concept thinking that diet means lose weight. No, diet means just trying to eat healthy. You know, and that's the whole concept behind it, because when you try to eat your diet and you try to eat healthy, man, you're eating to live. You're not living to eat. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we have to get that in our mind. Because, man, I looked at other countries, man, it's got a good diet. It's not as strict, but it's a good diet, how they evolve and make their diet. I looked at countries like Greece, you know. The Mediterranean diet is one of the best diets you can have because everything is based on olive oil and stuff like that. You know, really healthy stuff. You know, and, you know, that's why you can see, as you can see that, you know, Greece don't have too many heart attacks, respiratory problems, or medical bills like we do. So that's just one of the countries, New Zealand, Iceland. I mean, even the Far East realm, because I didn't know that most Asian countries didn't get the preparation after the Chinese Revolution. And World War II, that's why they're so big in stir fry, because when they had that big in stir fry, they couldn't find a way to refrigerate their food, so they had to stir fry. So that's why they love to eat stir fry, because, man, that was like second in hand. It's like I was watching Channel 11 about the Asian culture. They say every child about 4 years old knows how to stir fry. So it's, man, a beautiful thing. It's a very beautiful thing. Yeah. Man, it's something that we got to have. You know, man, we need to make that happen. Yeah, that's for real. Because I tell you something, I like to wake up in the morning sometimes, don't feel all burnt out. You know, for real. And it don't be because of drinking and partying hard, living and partying. It's because of what you really eat. You know, for real. So, hey, basically that's it. So I need to, you know, just try to share things with everybody to let them know, you know. And, hey, if we can put our hands together, we can do all of this stuff on a good, positive light. Not no, just, hey, all right, I hear you talking and then just blow you off later. You know, because you still going to do what you're going to do. So, hey, that's all I wanted to be known. I didn't know. It's this thing that the FDA left the makers put a chemical in our food called Earth Juice. And it sticks with you. I didn't know the FDA got a chemical compound called Red 40. And it's a that causes it to look good. But in Cape Cod, Minnesota, and then they get those juices that they got from Austin. That's basically what they had it in, you know what I'm saying? And that's what we eat now. That's why I took imagination and I wonder why. And everybody always talking about how these kids are violent and angry. Yeah. You got to consider. Look what they eat. You know? So it's crazy. Basically, that's where it's at, man. So to be aware is to be wise. To be aware is to be very wise. So that's what we need to do. Because then we wake up and we enjoy our life and enjoy the things that we like to do. Because it's bad food ain't here. I feel like the cat been drugged me. Straight up. It really do. It feels like the cat been drugged you in. So, you know, it's basically what's really in the interest of our health and everything else, as far as we're concerned. Because I don't see nothing no better than to wake up, eat a nice healthy breakfast, don't eat no lunch. If you have to eat lunch, get you something to supplement it, like some fruits and vegetables.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy,
so,
yeah.
Basically, that's what it's all about. You know? And that's it. Yeah. So, yeah. Hey. That's a beautiful time. So, I just wanted to elaborate on that for tonight. You know what I'm saying? But I can take a caller, Brian. Brian.
What up? Yeah.
You with me?
That's yeah, I'm
most
with you.
Of the show.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I'm taking callers right now, man. You know, I know you came in on the back end of the conversation about the dangers of processed food, but it's kind of crazy, man. You know, I mean, after we've been eating stuff all our lives, I don't know. I got a funny type of feeling that we're all about to become chuds, humanistic underground dwellers.
Yeah.
For real,
yeah,
man.
It's an addiction of sorts, man, you know, and we don't really understand, man. You know, when I was younger and didn't know better, you know, I made fun of the guy that it might have a drug problem or something like that, you know, because I'm young, I don't know no better. But now in life, you know, I understand that man, that the food is an addiction of its own, man. You know, I'm living proof. I'm constantly having a battle. I mean, the best time I had in a long time when I gave up all that stuff for like a year, and I it's hard to go back to it. But I remember I'd lost a lot of weight and I felt better, you know. And it's just a healthy existence. You know, you stop eating all that processed food, brother. You know.
Yeah.
Hopefully, I can get back to it real soon.
Well, you know what? You can. It's just a matter of just, you know, like they say in sports, the preparation is one in the game. You just have to prepare yourself because I tell you something, man. You remember how big I was? I was 302 pounds, man.
Hey, man.
Yeah, you know, and then when I had developed that black ring around my eye, like somebody hit me in my eye and then while I was standing up under my eye for anywhere between 3 to 5 years, I found out, you know, I affected my kidneys as well, you know, and I told myself, I got tired of carrying that extra Samsonite, you know what I'm saying, carrying that extra Samsonite luggage, and I was just so to a point that, hey, you know, time out for that, because I wanted to still wear some clothes, you let my face shrink a little bit instead of having a double chin like Mayor Daly's daddy, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, you know, and it's like, you know what? Hey, man, that's not cool because I found out with that blood sugar level being that high, I didn't know you could be taken out of service at work for that. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't know that.
Somebody told me a story
recently about that. When you know, them people that be up there at the thing, they take your blood pressure and all that stuff, man. say, man, if you come up there and voluntarily go to them just messing around, man, and your pressure ain't right, and you say the sugar, your blood sugar ain't right, they gonna take you out of service, man.
Just playing. That's what I'm saying, man. You know, and you know, you don't want to be that. It's bad enough that, you know, your vision get kind of blurry sometimes. You know, when a diabetes formulates your blood, you know, you can't see nothing small or none of that, man. So it's basically like you're basically playing without a net. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I mean, you totally are. And that's crazy because, you know, you would think that out of all the times when it tastes good that you would consider, hey, you know what? It only tastes good. It really don't feel good. You know?
Yeah.
And as you get older, your taste buds changes, and you can really, really distinguish the difference. You know what I'm saying? And that's why
you know
I tell anybody.
I'll say this much. It's like, it's hard to make a lot of people, you know, people you know, people I know, if you lived your whole life eating that way, it's hard to get people, if they never tried it, to get away from it. You know, they don't realize that if you eat more fruit and you stick to fruit and you don't eat a lot of candy and stuff like that, everything starts to taste better. Everything gets sweeter. You know, if you rely less on heavily salted food, you can start to taste the food better. You say, man, this is kind of salty. You know what I'm saying? Your body is talking to you, communicating with you. But it's just hard to get people to see that, man. You know?
Another thing is this,
Skip. We indoctrinate. I was indoctrinated. You was indoctrinated. We indoctrinate our kids. Well, I don't know. I can't say for sure about you, but we indoctrinate our kids, man. We go to the McDonald's. I remember going to Jewtown was a fun time, man.
That was part of Americana. Jewtown was a part of Americana. The cheapest pizza on earth, $2.25, and the cousin across the street got it for $2.50. At the end of the night, they split the profits up. You know, but I mean, just like with Kool-Aid. You know, I mean, that was the '60s. That was damn near the whole baby boom generation was Kool-Aid. Even made commercials with him busting through bricks. You know?
Yeah. You know what, though? It's a trip, though, man. My mom was always good. She always followed the package. But then you go over people's houses, man, they used to just free pour that sugar. You know what I'm saying? It'd be like, sure.
Man, yeah. Yes, you know, man. You might as well go on and hook an IV up to your arm with all that thick sugar. You know what I'm saying? And that was crazy because then we got funky with it and got some little bitty Dixie cups and made snowballs out of them. I mean, icy cups, you know. We got innovative and creative to a point where you can have more than just one use for this stuff. But we didn't know at the time that eventually either your teeth go right out or either, man, you know what? It's like pouring oil down a car with not even taking the oil filter off, just pouring new oil in the car all the time. You know, and then eventually it's going to come out somewhere. Either mess the engine up or either, you know, something will break down because you already got oil in there. You know, that's like your body. Remember, vehicles and automotive stuff is designed off of the anatomy of a human being. You know, I mean, the oil is the blood. The heart is the engine.
Yeah.
The arteries are the wires.
Yeah.
Your kidney
is the filter, you know.
The oil filter, right. So if your body's already producing insulin, you know, which is sugar, why would you want to go and put all this processed stuff that got mostly sugar in it? Because you might as well smoke your crack or do some hell. Because that's what it's going to become. Because if it don't get you physically in your arteries, it's going to play tricks with your dopamine in your mind and make you addicted to it and want it more than anything. You know,
take it from a guy that's
been there, man. I didn't, huh?
You say take it from a guy that what? No, you say
take
it from
a guy like me that know.
Yeah.
Yeah, take it from, I'm saying, take it from me. I know, man, I didn't get this from CNN, and I didn't get it off a cereal box. I lived it, man. I know what it'll do to you, man. And I want to let everybody know, you know what? Hey, man, this is what it's about. You can play with it if you want, but always remember, man, especially messing with your health and your life. If you want to cross the bridge, you're going to have to pay the toll. You can't buck it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no one half, five eighths, three fourths. You know what? It'll come out in the wash and it'll show, man. Like I said, I'll tell anybody. I wouldn't wish this on my enemy, man. Hey, if you got a chance, don't poison yourself. Cause it's poison first, then the next is the death. And this processed food is doing
you know,
it. You know the worst thing I was... Go ahead, man.
What? You know what, though? The amazing thing is that what people don't realize is that all that stuff is processed. It's white. The sugar is white. The salt is white. The flour is white. You know, the cocaine is white.
Right. See? And it goes straight to your arteries, straight to your circulatory system and tears you up.
Man.
Tears you up with no reason why, because it tastes good.
It shoots up endorphins, brother. It gets you going.
Yeah. And it'll make you reliant and addicted of it even when you don't even supposed to be involved and bothered with that stuff, man. You know, I mean, everything is cool in this moderation. You know, like the lady on WBBM News, the doctor said, you know what? Since it's hard for you to shake, drink, and soda, you should have no more than just one glass of soda a day to try to wean yourself. Because she said, man, you know, you keep putting that sugar inside your body, man, it's going to harden up, and it's going to start being like you're doing drugs again. You know, whether it's crack cocaine or heroin or whatever, because it's going to have a reverse effect through all your taste, even through your nose when you smell it. You're going to love it. Then have you ever smelled when you opened up a pop and the bubbles be sizzling and little bubbles and everything, and you can smell the cherry in it or the spice smell?
Or the cherry flavor, or the cherry scent.
that triggers the madness of you just wanting more. You know what I'm saying? I mean, even when it's a quarter of the pop you drank, you're filling it right back up again to the rim, you know? Man, that ain't cool, man. You know? I mean,
no, it ain't.
Hey, like I said, 302 pounds, bro, that CTA coat I wear, I look like a snake in it now, like it's swallowing me. Straight up.
Mm-hmm.
I look like
awful.
A snake in there. It's like, I could wrap it around twice. Let's show you how far I've came and how much farther I have to go. Because I want to get down to at least 205. You know what I'm saying? I'm 218 now. I want to get down to 205, get rid of this 50-year-old pudge I got. And, man, you know, just live a good better life. Well, that's it.
Hey, you know what I want to say this real quick.
What?
I don't know if you talked about it, but I know you talked about the FDA and all this stuff, but do you notice that a lot of people don't realize that they play a game with the food stuff? You know what I'm saying? They say if they got a processed food, got to either have a fat, a salt, or a sugar in it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
if they take away the sugar, they gonna add more salt. You know, to even it out.
Right.
You know, people don't know that though. You know.
That's they rig to keep their anomaly going to a point that you know what, it's never enough. You know, I want to say, I don't want to say less is more, but with them, more is more. Because if you fall short on one, you got to compensate it with something else. This ain't algebra with reciprocal where you put one on one side and one on the other to cross it out.
No,
they heightening
like
it. They heightening it. Just like, that canned pork that was generic? Remember that canned pork?
The what?
It's like pulled pork
in
the can.
The pig in the can. Yeah, I remember that gross stuff.
Yeah, the pig in the can,
Not the,
well, you know.
Oh, that. Not to be confused with the spam. You talking about the pig in the can?
No. Right, the pig in the can with the pig written on logo on the can. Yeah,
with the pig, and the black and white can with the pig on it. Oh man, that was gross.
Yeah. Oh, either the silver one. Yeah, I got some in my cabinets up there. But if you take that pig out that can, and you see all the white salt that is cased in the can.
Yeah.
You sure you want to eat that, man?
Yeah.
Crackers or not, or whatever
old,
you got.
That's old thinking right there, you know. That goes back to the colonial times practically. You know what I'm saying? They wasn't canning it, but you know, they was
right.
Casing it in salt.
Well,
hey, I gotta go. Hey Skip, I gotta go. My wife was calling me. But
okay.
Yeah. What day are you gonna be doing
man.
This? What day are you gonna be doing?
Well,
this?
I tell you what, I'm a designated day and pick Sunday where everybody be at home. Cause right now I text over 20 people, and you and another buddy of mine, Eric, only had 2 callers tonight. So,
you gotta get the word out. That's all.
Okay. Okay. Cool.
Build it, nature.
You
know,
like
what time you go? What time you talking about? What time you talking about doing on Sunday? You know, I gotta be in bed. I'm coming close to bed now.
The Sunday,
you know, they got
regular.
Us swinging. They got us swinging.
I know.
Yeah, you know.
Me too. I got the 4-hour swing too. It'll probably be from 7 to 8 o'clock. So you can still get in bed.
That's
dinner time. Yeah, that's after dinner time and everybody could do it. But you know, I gotta do my homework. It'll probably be next Sunday. Cause my next topic is gonna be narcissism.
Well, just text me, all right? Let me know. All right, brother. I had a long
Okay,
right
can
now.
You
let
hear
me?
Let
me go.
Brian, can you hear me through your phone? Can you hear me through the computer?
That's all right. I'm just on my phone.
Huh?
I'm just on my phone. I'm not using the computer.
Well, I don't know why you're not in the computer.
Cause,
hold on, let me see something. Well, I just took you off computer. Can you hear me, Brian? Shit, Brian gone. Okay. Shit. All right. I really do. I want to thank you all. So I just want you all to know, hey, this is it. I'm finna ready to get out of here and sign off. So I want you all to have a good evening until the next time. You know, you take it easy. Enjoy yourself and enjoy your life because you only got one of them. So we're finna sign off for now. We'll talk to you all later. Ta-ta. Bye-bye now.